Mason Nealon talking with Nathan Lindsay, the head football coach for Coon Rapids Bear. Nathan, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks, Mason.
So you guys last week, you played Cam at home, a very close matchup in that one. Can you tell us kind of how the game went?
Overall, it was a pretty good game once we got woken up and started playing football. That first half, I think we did a lot of just getting adjusted to the level of opponent that Cam is compared to what we played week one against Sealand Christian. I mean, Cam's a good out always. They're a tough team, so it just took us some time to get used to them, and we did, a lot of things that we got away with in the week one win, and obviously doesn't work with an opponent like Cam. But once we had a good halftime talk and got stuff figured out and got woken up, we played a really good second half, a lot of stuff to be proud of. But obviously we know what we need to work on and know what we can do to not dig ourselves in that hole in that first half.
Now you guys are going to go travel and play Xyra EHK. Can you kind of tell us what you've seen on film from Xyra EHK on both ends of the ball?
Yeah, Xyra, they've got they're a scrappy group. They've got a couple kids that we're going to have our hands full with. And then they kind of run defensively what we saw with Cam, which should be, a good thing for us to practice since it's a lot of the same stuff. And then offensively, it's honestly kind of a little bit of what we run, like formation-wise, just obviously different plays, but formation-wise, our guys should be familiar with it since they see it every day. So overall, it should be another good game, and hopefully we can get the ship righted to head back in the win column.
I mean, for you guys, you're going to have your hands full with Bryce Brabham. I mean, a quarterback that can do both, where he can throw the ball, has 218 yards, 2 TDs, but can run the ball with 206 yards, 6 TDs. Do you feel like that kind of mirrors what Caden Oswald does and makes it a little easier to kind of see and visualize what you're going to get into on Friday night?
Yeah, it definitely does. I think he's a really good athlete. But then on the flip side of it, our guys are used to seeing a really good athlete from the quarterback position with going against Caden every day. So I think that kind of helps us, and I'm sure they're probably thinking and saying the same thing. Like, they have an athletic quarterback, so, but they go against one every day too. So it's one of those things. I think this is going to be a pretty, even game. There's obviously areas that I think we can take advantage of, but again, they're probably sitting there thinking the same thing since it does, on film at least, it does look like we're both pretty similar when it comes to certain things. We're definitely going to have our hands full, that's for sure. But also, it's nothing that these kids can't handle because, again, if they can contain and handle Caden during practice, they can pretty much handle anybody that on those Friday nights.
And then you talk about Caden as well. I mean, a guy that's adjusting to the quarterback role in his junior year here. How do you feel like that transition's gone through the first 2 weeks of the year?
I think it's gone pretty well. The one thing I'm really impressed with is just his leadership role, especially as a junior. As one of those upperclassmen, he's done a really good job being a leader. Another one would be Ethan. Like, those two in the backfield together have really stepped up and been great leaders for the team, along with other guys. But those two just kind of, make everything go and click. And then Caden, as a quarterback, has been doing really well. There's obviously little things that we still need to clean up, and I think some of that is just the inexperience of not playing quarterback. And with that, just like a little tedious things we have in our offense that he's just going to do a better job doing consistently, because when he does do it, we do great things. But then you can tell when he doesn't, because then it kind of, it doesn't look as good. So overall, he's been really well. It's been an adjustment for him, but he's been doing a great job.
Going against this Xyra EHK team here, I mean, last week they had off with a bye week in their schedule. You guys fresh off playing last week. Do you feel like that gives you kind of a little bit of an edge going against them this week?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, just maybe a little bit, just simply because we've played live football and haven't, because it's one of those things. It's very hard to, simulate a live game during practice. It's one of those things, like, we didn't play week zero and, like that scrimmage stuff, and our first game was that week one when everyone was playing, it adjusted to us to get back to live football, and I'm sure they're probably thinking the same thing too over there. I wouldn't say we have a huge edge. Again, I think it's going to be a good game. They're a good scrappy group, just like we are, so overall I think it'll be a really good game.
And then for you guys hosting the first 2 weeks against Suling Christian and then against Cam, you guys are going to go on the road the first time here. I mean, not too far of a trip for you, but do you feel like that kind of changes a little bit of how the guys are going to go into this matchup?
I wouldn't say necessarily, like, change everything. I think we're just going to have to get adjusted to being on the road finally. You know, because like you said, we've been at home. Everyone's been, you know, doing their normal routines of, you know, probably going home, doing whatever, and then coming back. Where now, you know, we got to have everything packed and load up everything and, you know, handle a bus ride and handle, you know, getting dressed in someone else's locker room, all that stuff. Just all the normal away game stuff. So, I think we'll just fine, but it's all those, I mean, it's just got to get that first road game out of the way that every team goes through and stuff. So I think we'll be all right.
And then lastly here, what do you feel like you guys need to do to pick up the win and get over 500 here and go to 2-1 on the year?
I think the big thing that we need to do is do the little things that we've been talking about this whole year as a team. We need to do that more consistently. If you watch that Cam game, we obviously did not play a good half of football that first half. We did just enough to hang around, but we also shot ourselves in the foot a lot. And that's what we've kind of been talking about as the coaching staff here. Just we can't be ourselves. It's one thing if, you know, teams earn points against us and earn a win against us, but we don't want to hand wins over and basically beat ourselves and make ourselves dig out of holes like we did on Friday night. So I think this whole week it's just going to be getting back to doing the things consistently, and now that we have 2 weeks, we can 2 weeks under our belt, we can see, hey, what we need to fine tune on and that sort of stuff. But yeah, just everyone's got to do their job consistently for a whole game, and so we can play four complete quarters of football.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today, and wish you the best of luck on the road against Xyra coming up on Friday.
Thanks, Mason.